But John Lennon has now been dead longer than he was alive. Just doesn't seem possible to me. I read the news today. Oh boy. It seems to be the mantra of my current life. I read the news today. Oh boy. Flood in Germany. Over 160 dead. Many more missing. Non-thinkers, reactionaries on the right, condemning critical race theory, while clearly displaying they don't even know what the heck they're talking about or what it means. Far-left woke folks, seemingly no sense of gray, everything's black and white, or the ability to see improvement, or the allowing of innocent mistakes and verbalizing views, holding on to this inane, sincere desire of the past somehow reflect current sensibilities. Lake Mead, slowest level since 1930, and virtually no one seeing a path to recovery. The moon will wobble as it always does, like every 18 years or so, but in the 2030s, that will escalate the impact of the changing ocean levels with unusually low and high tides. We're almost out of Afghanistan. It's long overdue. But the Taliban is poised to make women second and third rate people. Africa is just getting decimated by the coronavirus. We have vaccines set on shelves because we choose to follow politics, not science. My dear friend of 40 years is dying of cancer today. I read the news today. Oh boy. And I, like anyone else, and you, I'm sure, read the stories of heroism, sweet acts of kindness, somehow offset the rest. But candidly, it just doesn't these days. All the wonderful stories right now just don't seem to balance the hatred, the division, the pain of this world. And I have wonderful parts of my life. You know, my wife, my daughter, incredible friends, my practice, fly fishing, the sangha, all you guys. Golf, riding a bike. I do notice the wildflowers. I walk my dogs. I laugh and cry with videos of my niece's 16-month-old daughter, who's hysterical as she begins her life with amazing amounts of joy and incredible airs. I am not oblivious to the joy. I still giggle like a kid when I catch a fish in Cheeseman Canyon. Buddha said life was suffering. And he offered a way to be free of that suffering. Pema Chodron made a beautiful case, which I concur with for the most part, for giving up the usual concept of hope. And today I sit with a cone and contemplate within heaven and earth, through space and time, there is a jewel hidden inside the mountain of form. Pick up a lamp and go into the Buddha hall. Take the triple gate, and bring it on the lamp. Within heaven and earth, through space and time, there is a jewel. I'm reading the book, The Soul of the Octopus, which I'd really recommend if you haven't done that. It's a little bit dated, but I missed it somehow. And I'm simply stunned about what I don't know about that creature. Octopuses, how they know that their system is completely different. I'm just transfixed by the question of what it would be like to experience the world as that creature. And then realizing my reality is at best a mirage, or perhaps just one of a million realities. I read the news today of my life. Oh boy. Courage seems like a necessity. Running away, looking the other way, albeit tempting, seems like folly. To try to fix it all seems even more foolish. So I sing the vows like a toad who was not asked to join the frog choir every day. And I will wake up and I'll read the news tomorrow. And I think courage is what I feel is needed. David White wrote, courage is the measure of our heartfelt participation with life. Courage is the measure of our heartfelt participation with life, with another, with a community, a work, a future. to be courageous is not necessarily to go anywhere or do anything, except to make conscious those things we already feel deeply. And then to live through the unending vulnerabilities of those consequences. And then to live through the unending vulnerabilities of those consequences. To be courageous is to seat our feelings deeply in our body and in the world, to live up to and into the necessities of relationships that often already exist, with things we already care deeply about, with a person, a future, a possibility in society, or with an unknown that begs us on and has always begged us on. To be courageous is to stay close to the way we are made. To be courageous is to stay close to the way we are made. There is a jewel hidden in the mountain of form. And with apologies to Pema, I, for no apparent reason, have a type of hope. There is a jewel.